Quick C 98.3 on the phone right now. Colonel C.J. King from Fort Knox. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. Social distancing has been requiring us to have you call in instead of do the in-studio visit. We miss seeing you.
Yeah, look forward to getting back there.
Eventually, it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But at least we can do it by phone for now, so
That's thankful for
that.
And for those of you who aren't familiar, because maybe you don't normally listen at this time, and I know everybody's days are kind of backwards.
It is Thursday.
Yes, it is Thursday. We do this every Thursday. Colonel King is the garrison commander, which is, are we incorrect in saying you're sort of like the mayor of Fort Knox?
I think that's a good description. The only difference is I'm not elected, I'm appointed. So two-year assignment, and then I move on, and then somebody else comes in behind me.
Yeah, and you don't even get 4 years like a regular mayor. You just get two. So
that's right. Don't even get four.
Well, what's going on at Fort Knox?
Hey, so we got some good stuff coming up this weekend. The Religious Support Office has got a Easter service on Sunday. It's a drive-in style non-denominational service. This is the first I've ever heard of this, but with that said, I started watching the news this morning. It looks like a few other churches are doing similar things. But this should be really cool for our on-post population and any visitors from off-post that want to come on. The event will be 7:30 a.m. Sunday, April 12th. It's at the Lieutenant General Timothy J. Maud Complex. That's where HRC is at. We'll feature messages, prayers, readings from post chaplains, some live music, a communion, which will actually be given individually as each vehicle arrives. There will be signs posted when folks come in. Attendees will literally drive in, park their car, stay in their vehicles, and they're going to tune their radios to 100.1 FM to listen in. The parking will open at 7 a.m., and the event will be live-streamed on the Fort Knox RSO Facebook page. Again, hope the general public will come out for that. So Fort Knox residents, welcome, as well as general public.
I love that, you know, thinking outside the box. Because
it is very cool, isn't it?
Yeah, Easter Sunday is huge, you know, it's a very important Easter Sunday, you know, but just in general. And a lot of people are used to going to church on that day, especially when they don't go throughout the year.
Yeah, and you know, again, I think you're right on that. A lot of folks, you know, that is maybe the one day or one or two days per year that they go if they're not active churchgoers. But, you know, the RSO office wanted to hold an event. And the beautiful thing about it is a lot of folks have been locked up in their homes. This is an absolutely safe event for them to go to and kind of celebrate.
Yeah, that is cool. All right, you still have Lindsay Golf Course. It was closed for a bit. Now it's reopened?
Yeah, so the order came out when we moved from HP Con Bravo to Charlie. The order came out and said, hey, all non-essential functions are closed. So we looked at ourselves and we said, well, real and truly, golf is a non-essential function. So we closed momentarily. Then we got clarification. We reopened. So it's one of those activities that you can do, great social distancing, and I'll tell you, folks that are playing that thing are really monitoring because they want to keep it open. There's been some measures put in place to make it absolutely safe. All the flag sticks, the rakes, the ball washers, they've all been removed. The folks in the pro shop are monitoring no more than 10 folks in there at a time. There's hand sanitizer. They're cleaning the machines frequently, things of that nature. And the staff is monitoring. Again, folks want to keep that open, but we would invite anybody that lives on post, works on post, or visitors from off post to come on. Again, safe activity, something that everybody can do right now to kind of get out of the house.
What does it look like as far? Are there any changes on post that people need to know about as far as the social distancing in general or COVID-19? I mean, are you guys doing anything different?
So there's an order out right now. We got DOD guidance about, I don't know, the 5th of April, I think it came out. And it's written somewhat vaguely. What it says is if you're going to be within 6 feet of someone, whether you're a military uniform member or a DOD civilian or a visitor, if you're going to be someplace and be within 6 feet, then you must wear a face mask. I should say a face cloth face covering, not necessarily a face mask. And that can be anything. That can be a scarf, a T-shirt wrapped around your face, things of that nature. If you're not going to be within 6 feet of somebody, you're welcome to take that off. Just ask that people observe that when they come on. As of right now, again, we're still at Charlie. Not sure if we will move to Delta or not. That's a different set of conditions. But as of right now, when you come on post, there's really no change. Visitor center's still open. We're still issuing visitor passes, so hope folks will come on.
All right. Colonel King, thanks so much for the Fort Knox update, and stay safe.
Thank you. You guys as well.
We are Quixie 98.3.